The Springfield School Committee approved the new budget that avoids teacher layoffs and counts on energy savings and other cost cutting, according to Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick.
So we've really worked hard to make cuts and look for efficiencies as far away from the classrooms. So minimum impact at the classroom level.
Two dozen jobs have been eliminated in the school department's central administration during the last 2 years. Warwick said he did not anticipate the need for additional layoffs in the fiscal year that starts July 1st. The Springfield school budget is largely funded by the state through the Chapter 70 program.
A lot of major grants going away. So we had Race to the Top, a major TIF grant. We're losing all those grants. So we have $7 or $8 million of grant dollars disappearing from the federal government.
Warwick said the school administration budget writers faced a $16 million deficit as they struggled to present a balanced budget that would maintain current classroom education to the school committee.
So I think we accomplished all our key goals within the budget, but it's a struggle when you, every year we're cutting a percent out of the budget.
He said a program started several years ago to replace furnaces in the city's school buildings will cut energy bills. Additional savings will result from leasing rather than buying new computers. Principals will be asked to cut spending by 2% at each school. Warwick said a math tutoring program that takes place during school vacation will continue, as will a parent-teacher home visit program. The program, where teachers make after-school visits to the homes of their students to meet with parents, is funded by a grant that is expiring. School Committee Vice Chairman Chris Collins said principals will be directed to use funds from an existing budget line item to pay for the home visitations.
And we were able to find a way to institutionalize home visits and actually spread it from the 6 pilot elementary schools to all elementary schools, using some Title I funds that we got more than we anticipated.
Teachers are paid for the after-school home visits. Participation in the program is voluntary.
And now more teachers in the system will have that chance to go visit homes and find out, and the very first question that they're taught to ask is, what are your hopes and dreams for your child? And start a dialogue. And unfortunately, too often teachers only have to have contact with parents when it's a negative. This is something positive. What do we need? How do we get what your child wants?
Springfield was awarded $1.25 million from the National Education Association Foundation in 2010 to pilot the home visit program, which, according to NEA, is now used by school districts in 16 states. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.